Have a few minutes? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/liveinthemoment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the Gas South Convention Center, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank, member FDIC.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. It's your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian. Welcome to another hopefully award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting live. And I would like to quickly shout out an apology to our dozens and dozens of live listeners because we are about 30 seconds late. But we are coming to you live or on your favorite podcasting channel from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Gas South Convention Center in the Gas South District. With me, as always, is my trusty co-host, Harper LaBelle.
Hey, this is going to be a show today that if you don't love it, something's wrong with you.
That's right, there's something wrong with you. Because we are centering this show around God's sport.
Yes.
The sport of baseball.
We are
recording this right in the thick of spring.
Baseball
season has begun.
Do you know the whole speech? The James Earl Jones speech?
Oh, absolutely I do.
From Field of Dreams?
Absolutely I do. In fact, I did it as a soliloquy as a senior in high school for an English project.
Did you really?
I did. Absolutely. Yep.
A soliloquy? Mm-hmm. Did you have to say that three times?
Were studying soliloquies, and they said, you know, you have to come up with a speech. It has to be out. And I immediately was like, I know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. So. The Jack Nicholson lines,
Few Good Men,
yeah, is classic.
Yeah.
And then James Earl Jones, baseball.
Yeah.
You have to say Ray.
Absolutely.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again.
Actually, we've got something better than James Earl Jones' speech. We have Scott Henrichsen. He is here with D-Bat Decula. We also have Daniel Frost from the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association. And I feel like I have to apologize to both of you for our bantering back and forth. But baseball causes you to have great conversations. So let's have two great conversations. Scott, we're going to start with you.
Great.
Scott Henrichsen from D-Bat Decula. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. D-Bat Decula, tell us about your facility and what you guys do.
Sure. We are one of many across the country. There's over 150 DBAT franchise locations. We've been open since December 26th. We opened the day after Christmas just 4 months ago.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Absolutely. About 3 months late, but we finally got there. we're at 19,000 square feet. We got 15 cages. Three of them are pitching machine cages. Four have bullpen cages, and the other eight are what we call our training / coach pitch, that kind of cage. So great opportunities for people to come and I'm going to say softball first, participate in softball, mm-hmm, and also baseball. It's a fantastic, beautiful facility. We love it.
Anyone who's been around the game has been around batting cages. So give us let's start with hitting.
Sure.
Let's start with coming in to hit. So I'm wanting to come in and do something on my own and just get some hitting done. What's that experience going to be like? Walk
sure.
us through it.
So the first time you come in to our facility, we are one of the first DBAT franchises that is no longer using the swipe cards. If you've ever been to a DBAT franchise, they used to have swipe cards. We use an app. So the first time you come in takes a little bit longer because you get signed up, right? You maybe 5 minutes to get signed up, get the app downloaded, and that's really your tool from now on. You can schedule lessons. Your credits for the pitching machines are on that app. So you basically could walk right by the front desk. If you have credits on your app, walk right to the pitching machine, scan it. Those machines that we have will allow you to either hit fast pitch baseball, fast pitch softball, or slow pitch softball. And you can choose the speed. You can adjust the height a little bit. In some cases, you can choose a pitch. Baseball and fast pitch softball will allow a fastball and or curveball.
And are those selections also done on your app, or once you get in the cage,
there's there's a kiosk right outside where you scan your QR code, and then you make your choice of what you want to hit and jump in there, and here they come.
Nice. So. So let me just ask one other clarifying question. When you're selecting that, I'm in there to practice baseball. Can I do one where it's all the same? I assume I can do all the same pitch. Can I mix it up? Can I go, hey, mix it? Okay,
no,
so it's got to be the same.
It's,
I'm going to work on my curveball this session.
Or that round of fastballs.
Makes
or
sense.
Slow pitch softball, it's the top spin or the back spin or whatever.
So I'd give it 5 years before the technology gets to that point.
Yeah, but probably coming.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
Let's move over to the bullpen. You kind of, I'll get to the pitching in a second, but for those people, bullpen, huh, what does that mean? Talk about those bullpen cages.
So the bullpen, we've got four cages where we've got pitching mounds, baseball pitching mounds inside. The way we've set it up is because the different distances for different age groups, youth baseball, the catcher moves. We have different home plate lengths, so the catcher just pops to a different location depending on the age. We don't have to move that heavy mound. And for the softball side, we have some softball mats that we just lay down right over the turf, and the girls pitch right off those mats. So one of our bullpen lanes, actually, you can do live ABs. So if you had a pitcher that wanted to throw live ABs or a hitter that wanted to hit live ABs, we have one that has a full batter's box. So you can actually see what you can do against. One of our instructors actually is throwing live ABs on Thursdays and Friday nights. Mm-hmm. So you can sign up to come in, and for these youth kids, the tournaments are Saturdays and Sundays, right? So if they came in and wanted to get some more reps from live at bats on Thursdays and Fridays, they could do that as they work into their weekend tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott, tell me how you got involved, because there are other facilities that offer similar but yet not exact types of availability.
Yep.
Let's just call it that. But how did you specifically get involved?
Specifically involved in running my own business was a career in minor league and major league sports that ended a couple of times, one too many times, with someone letting me go. And I just got tired of corporate America. I got tired of working for somebody else. And so my wife and I just said, you know what, we're not spring chickens anymore. We're a little bit up in age.
How did she react to you not calling her a spring chicken?
Oh, she's a spring chicken.
I'm sorry.
Me. Sorry.
We're good.
I made that mistake.
Good clarifying question.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She's probably listening right now.
Thank you
for helping me with
We have dozens and dozens of listeners.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So we just decided to do our own thing. And baseball has been a passion of mine. I grew up playing, played in California, walked on at Brigham Young University and played there. So it's just been something that I've loved. And to take something that I love and turn it into a job was a no-brainer for me. Why we chose DBAT, I just felt really good about it. The systems were in place. If I would have had to create it on my own, it would have taken even longer than it took to get open. I would have had to go find my own resources for machines and nets and
where
all
do I
things.
Go to get that and all that. They make it all available for you.
I mean,
you have to buy it, of course, and then put it in. First and foremost, Corey Snyder was a Cougar.
Yes, sir.
Danny Ainge also play?
He played a little bit
back in that era.
Wally Joyner. I'm younger than those guys a little bit.
Yeah,
but
well, I'm
they
older.
Were the legends.
And I hate the Cougs because I went to Colorado State, so we have a standing rivalry it's not a rivalry unless we win every once in a while. We didn't do that very well. But are there ideas that you had specifically that you said, hey, I really love to do it this way, and then DBAT says, well, we don't quite do it that way. I like your idea, but we have to go through corporate first. Is there a little bit of a headway where there are some hurdles?
A little bit. I mean, there are certain revenue streams that they kind of set up, right?
Yeah.
But there's also this seventh revenue stream, which is other, where you have some leeway to be able to do things that you want to do to try to generate that seventh revenue stream. So yes, there are, just like in any franchise, there are certain things. You can't mess with the logo. You got to reuse the right colors. You got to do this. You got to do that. But at the same time, they want you to be successful. And so they give you the ability to think outside the box and to try to do some other things. For instance, we'll do over 50 camps or clinics throughout the year for for anywhere from beginners to advanced players.
Catching, so, pitching.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you name it. Power hitting, right. Fielding, yeah, you name it, we'll do it.
And with the 19,000 square feet, you've got the facility to just basically move some nets around and you could have sprinting one day. You could have, you know, whatever your running is or fielding or just ground balls. Simple stuff.
So it can't, we don't, our facility, we don't open up all of the cages. We do have some that will open up. So two cages will create one bigger cage. Mm-hmm. I have one area where three cages will open one bigger cage. When I did my lease, there is a field out back that is just sitting there. And so I made sure to work that field into my lease. And hopefully someday I will get some more funding and
need some Georgia red clay and some Bermuda grass.
Be able
and
to
people
yeah.
can have live practices.
Be able
in the
to
back.
Do that back there. Yeah,
we're speaking with Scott Henrichsen. He is with DBAT Decula. Scott, if people go on the news and pay attention to headlines or clickbait or things like that, the term youth sports, so often it's so easy to focus on the negative of youth sports. I want to give you a chance as someone who's been around the sport before you became a proprietor of DBAT. I want to give you the opportunity to kind of talk about what you've seen just in the 4 months you've been open. What's some of the best you see around youth sports, the leaders and the kids themselves?
Sure. So here's the best things I've seen is dads, moms coming in and having that one-on-one time with their son or their daughter. You'll see moms in there pitching to their sons. You'll see dads in there working with their girls playing softball. You'll see the mom or dad sitting outside the cage with the other two kids watching little brother, little sister. So to me, that's the best thing, right, is sport is a great way to learn about life, and if it's done right by the father, by the mother, by the coach, then great lessons can be learned from sport. Failure, success, how to overcome each one of those things, how to be a better person, how to be a better teammate, how to be respectful. So, yeah, sometimes we hear the yelling, the screaming in there, which is just part of it, and but the best thing is seeing those families come in and take advantage of something that we've brought to their community and get better. That's the thing is I want these kids and adults to get better every day. So if they come there, they can get better. And that's either through their own practice or we have great instructors too that can teach private lessons.
Yeah. And So the way you laid out that story, I think also allows me to ask this question to kind of let you highlight. So DBAT is available for a parent with their children, and they can be hands-on to an extent. DBAT is also available. You have instructors. I'm going to ask you to talk about them in just a second, but it also is available to the coach, to the league who wants to set up for various teams and work with you. So,
and we have all those.
Yeah. So let me let you kind of highlight your instructors. So if somebody's going to work with an instructor at DBAT Decula, who are you using? Kind of heap some praise upon them for a little bit.
We have some great instructors, both baseball and softball. And one of them, Gary, crosses over. He does both baseball and softball. We have pitching-specific baseball and softball instructors. We have one young lady that we just recently hired who is a catcher for softball. So she teaches catches as well as hitting. We have hitting instructors. We have guys that work with the young kids, guys that work with the older kids, guys that do both. So we just have some really good people. And they're committed to helping, again, get better. These kids improve. And another great thing, you asked me over some of the good things, but some of the great things that I hear as we're there on a daily basis is my son is hitting so much better. My daughter is the only one that hit the ball to the outfield during tryouts. And they attribute it to DBAT Decula. Whether that's the case or not, it's really nice to hear, right? So I do feel like we are making a difference, and that's one thing my wife and I, we own another business, but that's one thing we've wanted to do is to make a difference in the community that we live and work in.
There's a expression or a saying that says, if you read an hour of Shakespeare every day, at the end of a year, you would be considered an expert in Shakespearean theory because you spent 360-plus hours doing something like that. You're giving these kids a half hour at a time, 15 minutes at a time, an hour at a time, a way for them to gain some experience in something that they apparently like and they can learn to love for the rest of their life if it's done right. And they have math and science and violin lessons, but this is another aspect. The more you practice, and practice right, of old Vince Lombardi,
correct.
Perfect practice makes perfect. Yep. You're helping to train those kids to not only love the game, but get the smile on your face and be the only one to hit the ball into the outfield and see the successes, and then they come back, and the next thing you know, they're playing at a higher level.
Yep, that's the goal, right, is that they achieve their goals and their dreams, and they get to where they want to be.
And I guess from a business standpoint, the residual is you're always going to have seven-year-olds. You may not have as many one year, but you're going to have eight and 10-year-olds, and then they are going to come back, and then a whole new group of kids the following year. So I would imagine that that, to you, is an enlightening part of the business, is that
absolutely.
There's always going to be new faces that I can
yep.
look to help and improve.
Absolutely. And the reality is, and your next guest is in our target market too, because we're not just the kids; it's up into the adults.
You mean adults need practice too? Is that what you're telling me? They need a place to play, and
I think so.
Yeah,
and we're
and
there.
Hit balls.
They just at times are a little more stubborn about thinking they know everything.
Real quick though, when Harry met Sally, right? When Billy Crystal is in there, he's got a stack of quarters on top of the machine, and the little kid's going, "Come on, man! How long is it going to take? Is there any problem like with the swipe machine that you have encountered, where little Billy at five is like, "Come on, dude, let's go! How long does it take?"
Yes, that's a great question. And the reality is they can take three rounds and then they rotate out. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So there is some of a time limit.
So Harry met Sally, that scenario will not happen.
That's correct.
I got a stack of quarters and I'm not going anywhere. Right. That's a great question, Harper. I salute you, sir. That's a fantastic question. So, Scott.
Everything is swipe it, right? Yeah. And then now the app, you're going to have to do things. And so from the business model, there's a different way now where we're not going to have a stack of quarters on the machine.
Right.
You're going to have the app.
Yep.
Hey, so, kid, look at my app right here. I got this for another 10 minutes.
And then the kid goes, "You can only have three," and then it's my turn. So the main way people can obviously come in, get their app, and get started individually, but I want to let you finish before you give all the contact information. Talk a little bit about some of these camps. You mentioned them, up to 50 camps.
Sure.
Kind of give for baseball and softball, if someone wanted to kind of start there, is there a beginner camp? Is there a first camp? You know, just kind of talk about some of those camps.
Yeah. So some of our camps are considered all aspects, where we will go through on a day basis. We do some day camps, and we do some week-long camps. We do some 3-day camps. We do some 2-hour clinics at night. So it's all over the board.
Yeah.
And it kind of depends on what we're doing. But all aspects would be, you know, they're going to get a little bit of hitting, a little bit of throwing, a little bit of fielding, a little bit of running. Something like a week-long camp. We just got done with our spring break camp. We just announced yesterday they're online. Our summer camps throughout all summer, which are all week-long camps, they're going to be focused a little bit different each week on maybe it's power hitting this week or it's softball this week or baseball this week or whatever. But they can get all those details by going to our website or calling us. And
Are there individual lessons that you do as well? A 15, 30-minute, half-hour?
Yeah. 30 minutes, 60-minute hitting. Pitching, catching, fielding. Yep, all of our instructors can do those things.
What I realize you've done, Scott, is you've made it very hard for people to say no in the realm of, well, no, because you don't really have exactly what I'm looking for. You kind of really have covered the spectrum.
And there's others out there. I mean, I'm not going to ever say anything negative about any of the other places that are out there, but I think we're different. We don't cater to a particular organization or team.
Right.
So we're not trying to build our baseball teams because we don't have them. You'll never see a DBAT 13U team in a tournament. Playing in a game.
It's instruction and practice above all else.
Absolutely.
And that's what you do. That's your why.
Yep.
So, Scott, for those people who are around the Decatur area looking for a great place to improve their baseball and softball skills, how do they get a hold of you? Where are you located?
Sure. If you know where the Kohl's is, the Home Depot, the movie theater on Hamilton Creek Parkway, Hamilton Mill Parkway, that's where we're at. You can check us out online. It's dbatdecatur.com. You can call us. Write this down now, 470-763-DBAT, 3228.
And by the way, when you look online, it is DBAT. There's no S.
That's correct.
So there you go.
Yep.
Scott Henrichsen from DBAT Decatur, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, we love baseball, but we also love Subaru of Gwinnett. And love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru. You can enjoy the big savings and hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. You can visit them at SubaruofGwinnett.com. Join their family today, or you can come in and see the difference. 2950 Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, just 2 blocks north of the mall. 470-824-3860 is the sales number. The Impreza, the Legacy, the Forester, they're all available at Subaru of Gwinnett.
Want to welcome into the studio Daniel Frost. He is the vice president of the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association. Daniel, welcome to the studio.
Hey, good morning.
Absolutely. Atlanta Men's Baseball Association. Sounds like it's an association. It sounds like it's around base. It's in Atlanta. So tell us more about it.
Atlanta Men's Baseball. Thanks, guys, for having me. Yes, it's baseball for men, senior men at that. And I had never known this was a thing until I got a call from a friend, and he asked me how old I was, and I told him 45. And he said, hey, come join us Sunday. And I've been playing softball for years. And he says, show up Sunday, you're playing baseball. And I showed up, and that was over 10 years ago. And it's been a great time ever since. We have a great time. And the organization is Atlanta Men's Baseball Association. And what I learned over the last 10 years, that this is a much bigger thing than I ever knew. It's a national thing. There's teams everywhere, hundreds if not thousands of teams that play men's baseball. And seeing older men run around on a ball field, just having a great time.
That can be kind of scary.
It is scary.
It can be scary seeing a bunch of old men run around. They still think they're as fast as they were when they were in high school or college.
Well, I can tell you this, that you still think in your mind that you're moving quickly and throwing hard until somebody videos you and sends you a video.
And then you go, that's not me.
Yes, so they're like, who's that old guy?
That's an AI image.
Let me set the parameter real quick. So you talked about you were called at 45. Does the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association, is that all around the senior baseball leagues? And if so, what's the minimum age?
So Atlanta Men's Baseball was mostly for senior guys, mm-hmm. I would say, and I say senior, but over 30.
Okay.
But we've expanded over the last couple of years to 18 and over.
Okay.
Because there was such a demand for players out there that they weren't playing in college. They were not, going to college to play. And they maybe played in high school or even middle school or as a younger guy, but wanted to pick it back up. And as a guy who played basketball most of my life, baseball was not something that I played in college. But I loved baseball. And the idea of getting a chance to go back and do that, it was just an amazing feeling. And I've loved it ever since. So that being said, yes, we go from – I've seen guys from 18 out there to 80.
Yeah.
Literally.
So I love that the Baseball Association has expanded because, the high school, of course, the baseball in high school around here, but there's a thriving recreational league of kids in high school. My son didn't make his high school baseball team, but he played all the way to age 18 and loved it. And if there's that itch that remains, it's nice to know that they can keep playing because it's all competitive, but there's ultra competitive, and then we're competitive, don't get me wrong, want to win, but we're playing, right? It is a game that we're playing, and we enjoy the game, we enjoy the camaraderie, we enjoy getting out there, and we enjoy trash-talking a little
bit. Well, it's in our DNA.
Exactly.
As men, we want to compete, and that competitiveness does not go away when you're 70, 80 years old. And so that being said, it's something that guys need, I feel like, and this really does – fit a need of men who want to be a part of something that's competitive. You know, instead of sitting on the couch watching the game, you can get out there and play it. And there's guys that are from the levels of they played recreational ball to professionals mm-hmm. that are out there. And it's all relative because there are age groups. And it's divided up that way.
So do you have any numbers as to the scope, at least in the metro Atlanta area or Gwinnett? I'll let you decide what number you want to throw out to either impress or tell us you need more players. But, how many you can focus on the senior, whatever you want to do. I mean, what's the scope of this? How many people are playing in the association at any given time? How many teams are playing? How far does it spread around the metro area? Impress me.
There are more than one league, but our league is comprised of 35 teams. We have over 500 men that play baseball every Sunday in our league. And it's just one day a week. We understand that guys do work. Most guys have a job, and they have to get back to that job in one piece. So we do understand that.
They've got to hunt and gather, and then they can come and play sport on Sunday.
And they have families.
Yeah.
They have kids that go to DBAT. We've been there. We hold many functions at DBAT with Scott, and they've been a great partner with us. Kudos to him. But we also understand that guys have to work. They have families, and this really fits a competitive edge for guys. They can get out there and play on Sunday afternoons and still do their family life, work, whatever that is.
Stephen, I will bring fire. You will bring a wheel, and together we will bring technology to hunt and gather.
And Daniel will bring bats and balls.
Yes. Daniel, for anyone listening that might be a little fearful of actually going out and go, I haven't touched a glove. I don't even know where it is, but I want to lace up some spikes. Tell me how easy it is to overcome that fear with the other guys that have all been through the same thing. At 45, you must have had a little anxiety about, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Here you are 10 years later with the smile on your face going, it's the easiest thing in the world. You just got to start.
Correct.
You got to start. You got to give us a call or something.
Get off the couch.
What's the process? Yeah, get off the couch. What's the process for somebody that says, I'm really not sure whether I can do this, to where they can get to visit with you? I'm not talking about, you know, where to go to sign up, but what do they need to do in order to get themselves to where they go, I'm not only ready, but I feel confident that I can do this now?
So I've got a story of one of our members. His name's Mike Hughes. He runs Radke Sports. I just saw a message from him on Facebook. He just reached out randomly. He saw the league. He calls me, and we get to talking about it. He hadn't played baseball in years. He's got kids that play baseball. But that being said, he was very interested, and he just wanted to know about it. So I invited him out. We had a meeting with him. And once that kind of worked out, he said, I think I know a handful of guys that would love to play.
How about that?
He created his own team. So there are guys who come out, and they call us either on the phone. We have a website. We have social media. They reach out, and either we have a conversation and we sign up an individual and put them on a team, and that team welcomes them, and it becomes a good friendship source. But you can also put a team in. So in his situation, it was completely random. He just saw it on social media. And then we had a conversation, and it turned into something much bigger.
There are some people that are playing either co-ed or some form of men's softball or whatever, and then when they find out about this, they go, wait a second, I didn't even know this existed. Is that in the case on many occasions?
It is.
Yeah.
You don't know how many times I have conversations with people, and they say, you play ball? Is it the slow pitch softball? Or what are y'all doing?
Yeah, I see you guys over at XYZ Park all the time.
No, it's hardball with catchers, pitchers, wood bats. So it is baseball, just like you would have played years ago. Now, there are some things in the league that help older people who can't run anymore. We do designated runners for some who can't run anymore.
That's where the 18-year-olds come in, don't they?
Well, it's age divisional separated. So the
18-year-old can't bring in a ringer of an 18-year-old.
My son, my nephew down the road.
Yes.
My grandson wanted to come out and join me.
That's the good thing about our league is we don't mix the age groups too much. You can play younger if you're that good as an older guy, but you can't play up.
One of the fears also would be skill level, right? Do you have skill level
differentiations?
I know that'd
be my fear. Right? I love the game, but I suck at it.
Yeah,
so.
You know, we've had guys that that come out. If you have some kind of sort of skill in catching a ball and throwing a ball, you can work on your game. You can go to DBAT. You can get practice hitting, and we highly recommend that sort of thing because we are once a week playing. We don't go out there and have a lot of practices.
You're on your own to get ready.
Yes,
right?
Get ready. The teams will kind of get together. You know, when you build friendships with these guys, a lot of these guys do meet and hit together. They throw. It's about getting in shape, stretching. At our age, the most important thing is stretching. So I would say, you know, do those things.
Not talking about stretching, actually doing it, you mean?
Actually doing it.
Yeah, that's
it.
Different.
So, but, you know, I had shoulder surgery a few years ago, and I was like, oh, my gosh, can I do this anymore?
Throwing arm or your?
Throwing arm.
Okay, wow.
And
of course.
So, yeah. And so I mentioned it to some of my teammates, and every guy on the team started showing their scars, and it was a moment. But
is
that
funny. All you got, kid? Yeah. Let me show you. Take a look at my knees.
Oh, these guys who were got surgeries in the 70s and 80s, their scars are from shoulder to chest. Yeah. You know, so my little holes in my shoulder were nothing.
Scott, you had something you wanted to add.
I was just going to say you mentioned Mike Hughes. Mike's in D-bat all the time. Brings his team in there. And we have other guys that are in there, senior guys in there hitting all the time. So.
Well, and the idea being that, look, if you're going to sign up and play, yeah, find some time and sharpen your skills a little bit.
Sure.
To the point you can sharpen them. So I think one of your parts of your question is, I don't think anyone wants to show up and be embarrassed. But I think there's an acknowledgement in the senior league. Everybody wants to be there to play. Everybody has some level of skill. And unlike when maybe we were teenagers and it was a little bit more Lord of the Flies-ish, there's a little bit of, okay, yeah, okay, just as long as you're out here and having fun and not, you know, there's not a lot of taunting, right, of skill level at this point. So, hey,
well,
we're just glad you're here. But
it is men.
Well, no, there's taunting of the other team, right? I would hope there wouldn't be as much taunting.
No, not
yeah, if you
own
strike
guy.
Out, of course you're going to get it. Come on, hit the ball. I get that, but it won't be merciless, right? Would you at least acknowledge that it won't be merciless?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. All right. You know, I will say it's about the experience.
Yeah.
I, as in my mind, and when I got on the board a few years back, I wanted a great experience. I didn't just want to show up and play, you know, on bad fields or guys just dressed up in shorts and things like that. This league, the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association, is very organized. Mm. We have 7 board members. We've been around since 1988. So this has been around for a while, and everybody wears uniforms. Mm-hmm. Everything is well organized as far as rules, umpires, fields. Fields are important. We play on some of the nicest fields in the Atlanta area, and those things create the experience that we want for our members.
And speaking of that and kind of the experiences, you know, we're Gwinnett Business Radio, and the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association does take place in Gwinnett as well as other areas. You guys have a little bit of a relationship with the Gwinnett Stripers in Cool Ray Field. Talk a little bit about what the association has been able to do with them.
So through your host here, Mike,
he's producing today.
He's producing today.
Yeah.
He connected us with the Stripers, and that was a couple of years back, and it's really turned into a great relationship where we hold banquets there during functions, games for the Stripers, but we also have the experience of being on the field, mm-hmm. and that experience creates a whole nother level mm-hmm. for men who didn't get to play college or didn't get to play professional sports. They're on a professional field, and it's just amazing to watch the guys' excitement at older ages. Even the young guys get really excited, but it's a chance to get on a field, and we hold our all-star game there. We have a tournament that we hold every Memorial Day called the Peach State Classic. Now, that's a whole nother thing. Teams come from all over the United States to come play here in Atlanta, and the chance to play championship games in that stadium creates a great experience.
So I didn't tease this at the beginning of the interview, but I think it's time to bring in the producer, Mike Salmon. I kind of made a motion, and he didn't vehemently deny getting on the air. Mike, you actually have been a part of the association and played on teams
for
a few years.
For years.
For a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's not about me. That's why I didn't want to come on.
I know, but you didn't like really, you know, you kind of went, so I'm bringing you on the air. So talk about your experience with the Atlanta Men's.
I hadn't picked up a baseball or anything since high school, since I was 18 years old or so. And like Dan, I played a lot of softball. I was scared. I was like, oh my God. But it's like riding a bike. I mean, it's so much fun. And I'll tell you, it's not just being able to play on a field in a full uniform and just the coolness factor, but just the friendships you make.
Yeah.
You're in the dugout,
it's that, you know, the locker room thing. I mean, yep. you give each other a hard time. You make lifetime memories and lifetime friends, and it's just a lot of fun.
I got to attend a banquet, you know, one of the end of season at Cool Ray with you, and it was hilarious. And it was I was a little envious of all the conversations back and forth. There's a lot of friendships.
It's a love for baseball.
Yeah. Yes.
That brings you together.
Exactly.
Stephen just mentioned, Daniel, the seasons. Is there a one season only? Or let's say I've got kids and they're playing baseball and I can't make Sunday. So how do I fit this in? Is there just spring only league? Is there any way to play in the fall? Or how do I make my schedule work around what the Men's Baseball Association is trying to accomplish?
Gotcha. Our season runs from April to end of August. And we are looking to expand to a small fall league. But here's the good thing. Mike was just talking about that, and that is you create these relationships. And like travel teams, there are travel men's baseball. So we actually travel around to tournaments all over the United States. From Arizona to we have a group in Asheville, North Carolina this weekend, to here in Atlanta, to Florida. There's tournaments all over. So some guys just play tournaments, and they fit that into their schedule. But our season runs from April to August on Sundays only, and we are looking to expand to some other days and even in a short fall season.
How has it, since you've been vice president, how has everything changed? Obviously, it's so much better. You have been flawless in terms of your leadership, and everything has been fantastic. But what have you seen in terms of the growth of not only the game itself, but just the way that the association has expanded?
Well, I'm very good friends with our president, Tim Garrett.
I would hope so, right? Or are you bitter enemies?
I'm actually taking his place as president. He's
so we're
going to
take
away.
The vice off your shoulders.
Yes, we're going to take that off.
All right.
But we've been very close for many years, and he's actually the one that brought me in. But that being said, he and I have a vision of growing this league to a certain amount of teams, and we've gone from 20 teams to 35 teams just in the last couple of years. So there is a demand out there. So many guys do not know about this league, that there is an option for baseball. And it's like when we go to D-Bats and you see a bunch of 60-year-old guys and they're swinging bats and the faces of the kids that are in there are like, wow, look at these guys. So it's really you know, fun because you get such an expression from people that see older guys actually playing baseball and swinging the bat.
So I think that's a perfect segue to go, all right, you guys are still looking to grow. We're at 35. There's a number that you won't give on the air, but you've got a goal of where you want to get to. So how do people join? Where do people go? Where do they get more information?
So obviously an easy way is to reach out through social media. We have Instagram. We have Facebook, and that is Atlanta Men's Baseball Association. We have a website, ATLMBA.com, and that's a real easy way to actually register as a player. You can register without even having a team. You can, as a new player, you can go in and register. We allow players to sign up to halfway through the season and get on a team. You have to have a certain amount of games in the season to be eligible for the playoffs. But again, those conversations are great to have this time of year, moving into the next year. We hold tryouts, or we call them workouts, because we don't want to say tryouts because so many guys are on so many different levels of playing that we put those players on different teams based on their skills, and we try to keep a competitive play.
Right.
That way teams are not loaded, but some teams are because they create their own teams. So there are some really good teams out there. You'd be shocked at how well some of these 40, 50-year-old guys play.
If we ever brought you back, there's probably some good stories over the years of almost like American Idol, some players who show up thinking they still got all the skills or they ever had them and they don't. And those who think, I'm terrible, like Mike was kind of saying, I haven't picked up, I'm going to embarrass myself, and they still got the skill and they still got it. There's probably a good reality show somewhere in there, but
yes.
You're not here for the reality show. You're here for the love of baseball and you're here to help people. Yeah. So I like finding
Atlanta. You're talking about a baseball Hard Knocks type show?
Well, I'm more talking about an American Idol, the
yeah,
workouts.
Yeah, you were talking
and,
American Idol.
Yeah, so I think it's more, and not that there would be judges, but it would just be, we've all, if we've had any experience in sports, we've all had the people who show up who talk a big game, and then they start playing, and you go, ooh, man, somebody's got to tell that person they're not good at this sport.
Or the other guy that didn't play very well at the high school level, and then is starting to stick it, you know, the time, the effort, the enthusiasm.
The practice at D-bat.
Exactly. And guess what? I've become pretty. I can catch a fly ball now, yeah. And I can throw somebody out at the plate.
I just like that you don't have to have an MBA to play with ATL MBA. So I like that you grabbed that website. That's very good. So it's not Masters of Business Administration. It's the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association. So follow them on social media. Join a team. Who knows? Maybe you'll get to pitch to Mike Salmon and say you struck him out one day. So Daniel Frost, the vice president, soon to be president of the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association, thank you so much for being here.
Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Regions Bank. They are here to help your business's financial future stay on track. Regions Commercial Banking has a team of experienced bankers in Gwinnett who can guide you in all areas of growth. Get the resources you need so every step can move you closer to your business goals. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Don't forget the dash. Regions Bank.
Member
FDIC. What a great show. I could talk baseball all day. I probably will now. I always do.
You and Mike together. Listen. Now, we've had hockey here in relationship with the Gas South District.
The Gladiators,
Daniel said he played basketball. We've had football guys on here before. It all falls back on baseball, doesn't it?
Well, listen. Baseball is the most relational sport. Because it's the sport that's played every day. It's the sport that you have around a lot of relationships. It's the sport that families follow. And I mean, we've got a family text group, but my family is playing. My middle son got our whole family to sign up to play fantasy baseball for the first time. And watching my wife and my youngest son, who are playing fantasy for the first time, like every day, like, oh, my pitcher's going, oh, my pitcher, you know, oh, this guy, oh, I took him out of the lineup and he went 2-for-3 today. It's a blast. It's so much fun.
Well, say that at Thanksgiving. Who gets the family bragging rights?
Well, we'll see. Right now, my middle son, who organized it, is leading. But it's early. It's April. Got a long way to go. Settle down, everybody. Just relax. Calm down. You know, check your stuff. Anyway, we want to thank Scott Henrichsen from DBAT Decula. We want to thank Daniel Frost from the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association. We want to thank Mike for jumping on the microphone and producing. This is the time where he's going to play us out. I apologize again for being 30 seconds late, but that was Mike's fault. But I'm not throwing him under the bus.
Nope.
Now I'm just going to keep talking over the music until he turns the music up louder. I want to thank you. Oh, he turned off my mic. I want to thank you, Harper. Thank you for being my trusty co-host. This is your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian, saying we will catch you next time and let's play 2 on Gwinnett Business Radio.